Shalom, everybody. In Parashas Ekev, Moshe tells B'nai Yisrael again and again, be very careful. Things may get so comfortable in Eretz Kanaan. You'll eat nicely, you'll have beautiful homes, you'll have lots of cattle, etc., that you may start getting a bit haughty. And you may say, Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin, you may say, Kochi V'yotze Miyadi, Asali Esachayil Azeh. You may say, it's my strength, it's not Hashem's, it's my might, not Hashem's, that got me all this success. It's a huge danger then, and it's a huge danger now. However, we have to ask a question on the Pasuk. The whole Pasuk does not say that when you get all these nice things, you may say, Kochi v'otze miyadi. The Torah says, V'amarta bilvavecha, you will say, not you may say. Why is that? What is the Torah trying to teach us? This question is asked by the Alter of Kelm, Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm. He died in 1898, one of the major Talmidim of Rav Yisrael Salanter. He asks this question on our Pasuk in his Sefer Chochma U'Musar. It's found there on page Samach Tes. He also discusses on Amud Kuf Zayin and elsewhere. Rav Simcha Zissel says that the urge to take credit for our actions, the urge to think that we should all get credit for our hard work, is built into the very fabric of creation. When Adam HaRishon sinned and was punished, one of the things that Hashem told him was, it's in Bereishis Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, Bezeyas Apecha Tocha Lechem, you'll eat bread by the sweat of your brow. Excuse me, we now, all humans, have to work hard for our food, for our money, for everything we have. It's very hard to make a parnasa. But once we do work hard, it makes the urge to say Kochi v'otzim yadi even higher, even stronger. In fact, says Rav Simcha Zissel, it's so powerful that is why the Pasuk does not say that when you get all these nice things, you may say Kochi v'otzim yadi, but rather you will say, V'amarta bilvavecha, you definitely will say Kochi v'otzim yadi. The challenge is so great that the Torah was discussing what usually happens. And that's why the work that we have to put in to fight this urge is even stronger, is even harder. In fact, the Michtav Me'eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, who died in 1953, says in the first chelek of Michtav Me'eliyahu, on page 182 and 165 and elsewhere, he says that you have to think for a minute about what you and I do all the time. When we see a person who is successful at business, or when we see an army that defeats another army, what do we usually say? We often say, yeah, this person is successful in business because he or she is pretty smart. Or, yeah, this side in the war won because the generals are better, the training is better, the equipment is better. But even those statements lean dangerously close to saying Kochi v'yotzim yadi. Exactly what Moshe tells B'nai Israel not to do. Rather, we have to work hard and train ourselves like Shlomo HaMelech. What he says in Sefer Koheles and Perek Tes Pasuk Yid Aleph, Lo LaKalim HaMeirotz, the competition is not due to the swift, the Lo LaGiborim HaMilchama, and the battle is not due to the strong, the Gam Lo LaChachamim Lechem, and not only wise people have bread, the having bread is not due to being wise, the Lo LaGiborim Osher, and nor is, the Lo LaNevonim Osher, and neither is riches due to understanding. None of that is true. Of course we need to do our part. Of course we need to do our ishtadlus. But that cannot replace the fact that Hashem is in charge, not me. Hashem is responsible and not me. There is a parable that is attributed to Rav Shalom Shwadran, who died in 1997. He was known as the Magid of Yerushalayim. And this mashal is so powerful. I will say parenthetically that I was not able to find this mashal inside the writings of Rav Shwadran. If you know where it is, please WhatsApp me privately. But it is a powerful mashal. In any case, Rav Shwadran tells the story of a person who directed traffic at the entrance to Yerushalayim. It was a hard job, and he did it day in and day out. Traffic would come from the highway into Yerushalayim, and he would stop them and start them as needed. People would leave Yerushalayim, and he would stop them and start them as needed. And one day, this man became pretty ill, and he couldn't get to work. And his wife said to him, stay in bed. And his wife insisted, no, you're sick. But the person said, no, if I stay in bed, who's going to direct traffic into and out of Yerushalayim? He was so worried until his wife finally said, don't worry. They will look at the traffic lights. When it's green, all the cars go. And when it's red, they'll all stop. That's the mashal. But Rav Shwadron concluded by saying that many of us laugh when we find out that this man had been a traffic director, but there were traffic lights. He wasn't doing anything. We laugh when we think how pointless this man's job was. They were watching the traffic lights, not him. But Rav Shwadron says that although we laugh, we should really be looking at ourselves. How many of us are that man? We think we're doing something, but in reality, it's Hashem who's in charge of the stoplights. And we, Chas v'Shalom, are saying Kochi b'Otzem Yadi. We have to work hard to make sure we don't say that. Have an amazing day, everyone.